This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Electric car company Tesla is having a good year, and we're not just talking about the sales or reviews of Elon Musk's Model S sedans. Tesla is the best performing auto stock in 2013 so far. Today, the company is being bumped up to the NASDAQ 100 index. It'll replace Oracle, which left the tech-heavy NASDAQ for the New York Stock Exchange. The move could have an effect on other companies' stocks, Sarah McCammon reports.
Okay, first thing, the NASDAQ 100 is not the same NASDAQ you hear quoted every morning. That's the NASDAQ Composite Index. John Jacobs is an executive vice president with the exchange.
So the NASDAQ 100 is a subset of that.
It's basically a list of the biggest non-financial companies on NASDAQ. Apple, Starbucks, Whole Foods. Jacob says that ranking normally gets updated at the end of the year or when one company leaves and another comes in.
Tesla is going to go from zero to a weight, and then the other 99 companies are all going to have to be rebalanced in their weight.
On a practical level, this often gives a boost to a new company. Jim Rowley is a strategist with Vanguard. It doesn't have funds indexed to the NASDAQ 100, but he says when a list changes, index fund managers often buy the new stocks.
Your job is to make sure that the fund tracks exactly what the value of those stocks are in the index.
By some estimates, as much as 50 cents out of every dollar invested in the stock market is going into products like index funds. I'm Sarah McCammon for Marketplace.